I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Melissa Carter, yes. For those that are listening for the first time, or yes, those that might have just caught Penelope last time, mm-hmm, who is she and why have we been talking to her for weeks now? Because she has told us she's clueless about dating.
Right, and that's exactly why she called, because she said, you know what, in any other realm of my life, I do fine, I'm confident, I'm social, but when it comes to dating and guys that I really like, then I lose all cool and I don't know what to do. And so she said that there was a guy in her office this summer that she's interning with, and his name is Ian, and she said that she really wants this guy, but she has no clue on how to get him. So we called it How to Get the Guy, and that's what we were going to help Penelope do. So she agreed that she would not do anything other than what we tell her to do, the suggestions we make, and she's done that over the past few weeks, and things have worked. We've suggested when to talk to Ian, when not to talk to Ian, how to act, what to say, what to do. And so we even had Phil at one point go and take her out for lunch so that Ian could see another guy take her out to lunch, because we knew that that would get him kind of pumped up, his, you know, competitive streak pumped up, and it worked. So after that happened, he asked Penelope out for a date this past weekend. Yes. And they had a date in Athens, but unfortunately she was all ramped up. This was the first date. It was going to be exciting. And then it didn't go so well.
All right, so if you missed the last time that we talked to Penelope, here's about 90 seconds of the conversation to truly get you caught up. So you said you were going to give him the cold shoulder. Bert Show listening community said, look, this is the way you got to go. You asked us for advice, so you have to take it. And they said, after hearing that this guy disrespected you the way that he did by not calling back, you had to show him how angry you were. So for 24 hours, you were supposed to give him the cold shoulder.
He got it. And he came over to apologize. And he said, oh, you know, I'm really, really sorry. My ex-girlfriend and I had, like, a lot of, you know, water under the bridge. There was a lot that we had to let out. And you didn't deserve that. And I'm really sorry for the way I treated you. So he said, please. So he begged for another chance. Mm-hmm. Please let me make it up to you, because I'm not like this. I'm really sorry.
Does he define what's going on with the ex?
Well, he said that it was over before he got to say goodbye, and they never really got to talk about anything, and that there was just a lot of anger that he had, and he just lashed out.
All right, so what is the next step here? Does she give him the cold shoulder for 4 days? Is it 2 days? Does she go through the weekend? Adam, go ahead. You're on the Bert Show.
She needs Phil to go back over there, and that's just going to make him realize that he ain't got her yet, and she's still willing to date other people, mm-hmm, which will make him fight a little bit harder.
You good with all that?
I should just go out with Phil.
Which was the suggestion, to go out with Phil, mm-hmm, again, to get Ian's interest up.
Right.
So, Phil, did you guys have that date?
No, we did not.
Why?
Here's what happened. Yesterday, I called her, because the first time we met up for lunch, it was probably about 12:45-ish, and I wasn't even running late. I just wanted to call and make sure we're still on the same time schedule and time frame. Called her the first time. No answer. You know, no worries. Gave it about another, left her a message. Called her back about 10 minutes later. Hey, Penelope, it's Phil. I'm getting ready to head up that direction. Just want to make sure we're still on. Want to make sure we're good to go. Still no answer. Then I called her office and left a message at her desk and left her another message and say, hey, Penelope, it's Phil. Are we still getting together today? Just need to know what's going on. Give me a call back. And I left her three separate messages two on her cell phone and then one on her office phone, probably all within a span of about 30, 35 minutes, and never heard back from her once.
And so, are all of your 14 girlfriends mad about that?
Yeah, no, they love it. And so I never heard back from her. So I wasn't going to waste my time and go up there. And, you know, because she doesn't work super close to the station. I had other stuff I had to do. So I was just going to sit around and wait. And I gave her a window until about 2 o'clock, 2:15, and I never heard from her. So I just gave up on her.
She may have a perfectly good excuse. Hey, Penelope.
Hi, guys.
Hey, part of the plan here was that you were going to go out with Phil again. Ian, the intern, would see you in the office with Phil. Again, get jealous, kind of jumpstart his interest even more. What happened?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, that Phil never showed up. I told Ian that I had a date for lunch, and Phil never showed up.
I called you numerous times. I never heard back from you. I mean, I was ready to go.
You sure you had the right number and all?
I mean, yeah, I her voicemail. I've talked to it before. I even got her right voicemail at her office, her desk office phone.
As far as I was concerned, you didn't show up. I didn't get any calls. I wasn't even looking for the phone. I was looking for you.
Did you not get any of my voicemails yesterday? I left you two
no,
in your cell and one in your office.
No, not until the end of the day until I actually checked them. But I was waiting out the window looking for you. I was freaking out because I told Ian that we had a date, so I was humiliated in front of Ian when you just didn't show up.
All right, Penelope, hold on a second. Despite the miscommunication between you and Phil, why did you even tell Ian you had a date?
What do you mean, why did I tell That's him right. that
Because
I had
you were supposed to give him the cold shower.
He asked me out to lunch. I told him I had a date.
Who took you out to lunch?
He asked her out to lunch.
What I was doing for lunch. I told him I had plans.
And then, okay. And then okay. Phil stood you up.
I didn't stand you up. You have my number, too. How come you didn't call me?
Oh, I didn't have my phone was all acting weird. It was just acting weird all day.
Something doesn't smell right.
Yeah, I had a weird day.
So are
you guys got to help me get this guy because it's just not working out.
Wait, we got to back up for a second. Swear on your water pipe that you weren't ditching.
It's not a bong.
That you weren't ditching Phil.
Oh, I wasn't ditching Phil at all.
Okay.
No, I thought I was ditched. But it was, I say, miscommunication, fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Just fine, just fine.
So when we told you to give him the cold shoulder, right? What happened? Like, I'm confused on how he approached you to ask for lunch.
Because the last time we talked to you, he said something about, I apologize about that, and you said, I need a couple of days to think about things. Just basically leave me alone for a couple of days. We'll check back at the end of the week type thing.
Yeah, and he said, so what are you doing for lunch today? He kept trying to be nice and he came up to me.
And weren't you supposed to say, dude, I need a couple of days?
Yeah, I said I had plans for lunch.
Well, wait a second. Okay, that happened yesterday. So up until yesterday, from the time that you talked to us, then how have you given him the cold shoulder? Because I think what Jen's asking is, how did he feel comfortable enough to just randomly come up to you and say, I want to go to lunch?
To talk? He said, we should talk. Do you want to go to lunch with me?
That doesn't sound so out of the ordinary to
okay.
me. That he would press that, look, I know she's hurting, but I can't take it. I got to, like, talk to her.
Well, my thing is, I think humiliated is a little over the top. Like, I mean, there's a miscommunication between you and Phil. I don't know why you would think Phil would stand you up when we've helped you this whole time. But, I mean, if things just didn't work out, they didn't work out. But, I mean, I don't understand why you felt humiliated in front of Ian.
Well, because I looked nice. We were ready for a date and somebody doesn't show up.
So you get in the car and tell him you're going to meet Phil somewhere.
Didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
So you initially, like right at the outset, said that you need help because things now are gone horribly wrong. So what has gone horribly wrong since then?
Well, Phil stood her up, so she's humiliated.
That's it?
Uh-huh.
Well, my thing, I mean, I guess my thing is like if, because sometimes things just don't work out. Like you had plans and then, well, they just didn't, you know, then you didn't, but I.
Oh, I know, but I was still humiliated waiting
why?
For a date, you know, looking nice and
well,
didn't work
that,
out.
I think that what we're missing here is that, you know, Penelope's told us from the beginning that she needed help, which means she lacks the ability to improvise. And improvising in this situation would have been you know, pretending to be on the phone or actually checking your cell phone and calling Phil and maybe faking a conversation saying, okay, that sounds great. I know traffic's bad. I'll meet you there. And then go on your little pseudo lunch date, which would have accomplished the same thing as actually going out with Phil, is pretending like you had plans. But the improvisation factor in this dating game has been missing from the start. So
she's not capable of it.
We're assuming she'd be able to do that.
Well, would
and
it,
you
could
know
it, could
what it. Assuming does.
Like playing frisbee with a guy with no hands.
What?
Huh? You just keep looking up because that's where it all is. Penelope, I understand that it didn't work out well for you, but the panic that I hear, like, oh, things are gone so bad, I was humiliated. None of this, I think, plays into what his reaction would be to you.
Well, it depends on, okay, so I want to know what happened. Okay, Phil, you figured out that you and Phil were not going to lunch, so I want to know what happened from lunch until the end of the day yesterday. Conversations you had with Ian.
None.
Why do you sound so mad at us?
Just because I'm feeling I'm supposed to have the guy by now.
I'm sorry, what?
You feel like you should have gotten the guy by now.
Oh, yeah. It's just been so long.
Well, honey, and wait.
And whose fault is it that you don't have the guy?
Oh, wow.
Well, keep
I think
in
it's
mind.
His, because the thing is, you got a date. Like, he but asked you out, and you went on a date. It's not our fault that he was a jerk to you on your date.
But I think she thinks it's our fault.
Well,
that's ridiculous.
Know.
You got the date.
Or Phil's fault for standing her up.
And then we're trying to help you, you know, like we told you, we think that he treated you unfairly and that you deserve better, but you decided that you wanted this guy so badly, so we're trying to help you get him back.
You couldn't even approach this guy when we talked to you. Now you're setting up dates, you've gone on group dates, so... You kind of, I think
true.
Things are
that's
progressing
true.
Just fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, maybe there's a little education going on here also. Like, maybe this is the reason why you've said that you've had no luck at all dating. Maybe you push things along too quickly. Like, you show too much eagerness right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Man. You do have to hold something back, I think, at the very start, just to sort of play that cat and mouse game. Guys love the chase.
That's what we've been telling you since minute number one.
He asked you to lunch yesterday. I mean, like, he's you know, and all we've told you is to make sure that he doesn't treat you poorly again, that's why you needed to kind of make him work a little harder for that second date because he was so horrible to you on the first one.
I'm ready.
For what?
Yeah, I mean...
For what, yeah.
You can't, like, I don't know that you have the right,
what attitude?
Is it? Mind, yes, attitude or spirit right now to find love. It sounds it sounds like you're harboring a big chip or something. Like you sound,
she just wants to be with this dude no matter what. Our advice is not going to matter.
Well, then she can do her own thing.
Yeah, but why she can't get mad at us for pushing her along.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do your own thing.
Veronica, good morning. You're on All the Hits
Q100. Like, you can't get
hey
mad at
Hey, guys.
No.
I love you guys.
Hey.
I just had one thing to say. Penelope is so gone off the edge. she is going to make excuses further down the road for Ian, and he's just going to be her, like, dating Antichrist one day. And then you can have her back on and further down the road for another bit. Just let her go. She's going to make excuses for this guy. It doesn't matter at this point.
I think there's some validity in what she's saying. Like, it doesn't matter at this point what we say. You want this guy so badly that you can't see things clearly. And I don't even know that I'm comfortable even still setting you up with this dude. I don't think he's a good guy.
Yeah,
I'm not sure he's a great guy.
Well, I think that he could be a great guy that made a terrible dating mistake. And some mistakes in dating you just don't recover from. Like spending 90 minutes talking and arguing with your ex-girlfriend while you're on a first date with another girl. Normally, you just don't recover from that.
Well, and then not apologizing the next day.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Two big-time strikes right off the
it's
bat.
Just, yeah.
That's character stuff there.
Like, as we told you last time, like, you probably shouldn't, like, it should have ended when he did that.
Yeah.
You know?
If you were going to be a hot commodity, you would have just... lost interest completely right there.
Pierre.
Kind of like you are with us.
What's going on?
Exactly.
Yeah, you need to treat Ian the way you're treating us.
Hey, Pierre, good morning.
Good morning, Virtual. Yeah, I think you're wasting your time with this girl. I mean, she's stupid. Sorry to say that. You're wasting your time. She's made up her mind a long time ago with this guy, and she's going to be heartbroken.
So you think it doesn't matter what advice...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Can we just keep him on the phone?
You like that
just
accent.
Just talk some more?
Yeah, just say some other things to us.
I say that one's fake.
Pierre, what part of France are you from?
No, I'm from Central Africa, from Cameroon.
Which used to be owned by the French.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you need you to go by his accent, not his name, Bert.
So you're from deep southern...
Pierre. That was the name of half of the males in my class in French, too.
Pierre.
Because you know how the teacher has to give you a French name?
Everybody wanted... Because that's the only
Pierre,
one they knew.
Right. That was my name in Spanish class, too.
Penelope, I'm not exactly really sure where to go. He has not said to you, let's go out this weekend?
No. But I also haven't given him every opportunity to do so.
Yeah, my feeling now is that we accomplished what we set out to do with her. We got her the guy on the date. The date went badly because of him, not because of Penelope, because of Ian. Then we gave the advice, well, I mean, he doesn't sound like he's a good guy. Penelope still wants to pursue him, and I say let her pursue him on her own.
Penelope, just curious, what are you blinded by with this guy? Because obviously... You know, you're a cool girl. You've got this cool internship. You're in school. You got everything going for you. Why is this guy, like, able to be a jerk, but you still want him? What is it about him?
I think everybody's had that guy in their life that may have messed up, but they really feel a connection with.
So you feel a connection with him? That's why you're blinded? Or is he just, like, hot? Like, what's the deal?
It's everything. He's it for me.
He's what?
He's it for me.
It's called dating Antichrist.
He set your loins on fire?
Not yet. She's had one failed date with him.
It's going there.
Yeah. He can't
it's
be the Antichrist
she's
yet.
Right, she's on her way to dating Antichrist.
Well, let her do it. Mm-hmm. Like, the thing is, let
on her
do
own.
It. Let her do it. Yeah, on her own.
I mean,
because, I mean, the thing is, Penelope, I mean, honestly, I mean, I just think that we have helped you and I just think that just your attitude this morning is what I'm like, you know what? Good luck.
Bye-bye.
All right, thank you.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm going to do it myself.
You don't need our advice. You don't want our advice. You want to do things by yourself.
I'm going to do it by myself.
Okay. All right.
I think that's
thank
best.
Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Can you just put all my stuff in a box? I'm going to send my friend over to
her. Oh, she's gone.
Dang, that's the second person that's hung up on us today.
She didn't. You know what? This was stupid.
She was mad at Phil. That was mad at she and the humiliation in front of Ian. And it's like, that was ridiculous.
Improvise.
Yeah.
You know, that's what you got to do.
And don't be humiliated is such a strong word. It was like plans change and it was lunch and it's no big deal.
Well, because she feels like there's so much at stake with this guy. The fact that Phil didn't show up, she really feels that is a crisis.
Right.
Like she was totally humiliated in front of him. She can't see things. She's not going to take our advice from here on out.
Right.
She wants to be with this guy. It would have worked fine. We had it going fine.
Yeah, we accomplished
the
goal.
Ian's not into
screwed
her.
Up. Yeah.
He went to, where did he go again?
Athens. They went to Athens.
Athens, where he hooked up with his ex-girlfriend for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Arguing or making out, it doesn't matter. There was still passion.
And I still think, like I said before, like both
passion.
Ian and Penelope are going to Athens this fall, and I do think that ex-girlfriend is in Athens, and I do think Ian's eventually going to get back together with her when school starts.
It's passion, and if anybody knows passion, it's Jeff Dahl.
Passion!
That's for sure.
Sometimes I say it like this, passion, and that means a lot of passion.
Save that.
Yeah, I mean, the way she hung up the phone, she was over this whole thing.
Yeah.
When she got on the phone with us, which is fine. I'm just sorry that we wasted so much time with her over the last couple of weeks. Because we had her at a place where if he was a decent guy, things would have been fine.
Yeah, I think everybody can learn from her over-eager mistakes.
Totally.
That and if you are waiting on somebody to come meet you for lunch and they are not there yet, why would you not at least check your voicemail? Like,
right.
Look at your cell phone. That's nuts.
If you heard her, she was having a weird day.
It was her phone was weird that day.
Yeah. Morning, Bert Show. Hello.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. You guys need to tell her to just call back, try to win the money, and get some therapy.
Two cash card for you, Penelope.
You are absolutely right.
She is a beanbag, and it is no help. She needs professional help.
Yeah, this thing's done. Thank you, Melissa.
Bye.
Bye now.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.